a little disappointed that your twin brother didn't join you here.
Where?
Here.
As
all
in,
the rumors that he might come, might be your teammate.
I missed the rumors. I was in meetings yesterday. No, it was funny. I mean, just hearing about it. So someday we'll play together. Just not this year, I guess.
Looking at the at Kirk Cousins and the Washington receivers, on paper you probably look at them and people will say, oh, this is, I think you guys are 14-point favorites. But, you know, what problems do they present, and maybe how much better on offense are they than the outside might think?
I mean, in my opinion, I think this is probably one of the most talented groups of skill players we played, you know, between them and Indy. You know, you talk about with DeSean Jackson coming back, him and Pierre Garçon, you know, with Crowder, a rookie who's played really well for him. And I think, me personally, I think Jordan Reed, you know, way better tight end than what people give him credit for. So they have three backs at all play. So for us, you know, when we turn on the film, you know, they haven't all been out there together yet, but it looks like this week probably have a good chance of, you know, all the skill players being out there against us. So it's a big challenge for us defensively, especially in the secondary, to be able to stay with these guys and compete for 60 minutes. And they do it all. You know, you see them throw the ball on screens and short passes and run. You know, you turn on the film from last year, DeSean Jackson has so many plays over 50 yards. So we got to just be ready. You know, they can do a lot of different things on the field. And obviously we're going to have to, you know, first make sure we don't give up the big play, but go out there and compete on every play.
What makes their skill players so good? Is it their speed, their elusiveness?
I just think they have five guys at one time on the field that, you know, if you go and just say match up against a guy, they could get open, you know, and, you know, you don't always have that when you play teams where it's just a guy that can be, you know, win his matchup, you know, each down, especially you talk about third down and red area. They have a bunch of guys that, you know, in those situations you end up, you know, just a man for a man and you know, different times throughout the game. And, you know, Cousins really can throw to any of those guys. They can win a one-on-one matchup.
They have a young cornerback group this year. What have been your impressions of, you know, them and, I guess, their growth through the first seven games?
They just keep playing. I mean, I think, you know, it's still, like you said, it's still only seven games. So, obviously, we still got a lot of room to improve and do different things. But I think each week they come in here with a, you know, open mindset to whatever we're doing game plan-wise. They try their best to learn as much of it going into the game, and I think, you know, it shows each week they're on top of it. You know, they're studying, they're ready to go, and I think for us as a group, that's important for us to try to, you know, stay in games and win games, is guys committing, you know, each week to whatever the game plan is and making sure we can execute at a high level.
Devin, even though you see it firsthand and you're in the meetings, does it even sometimes amaze you at how, no matter what pieces seem to be plugged in here, you guys win and Bill finds a way to use you guys all to the best of your ability?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, but I think for us, since we're in the process of it, you know, it's hard. You know, we do a lot of different things and put a lot of time in to be able to, you know, stay in games and be able to compete in games. So, you know, you don't really see it when you're out there doing it in the meeting rooms, but you can feel it. You know, it's definitely hard work and, you know, time that has to be put into it to be able to go out there and compete and play, you know, not only just guys leaving in the offseason and different things, but even within the season, we've played times where big injuries of guys that play a lot. So I think it forces guys to, you know, just put a lot of time in, but, you know, everyone's committed to that.
Now you mentioned Jordan Reed. What makes him hard to defend?
I think he's a different kind of tight end as far as just lateral quickness, you know, being able to go vertical. I don't really think we've seen a tight end, you know, really like him. He's not a huge dude, but, you know, he has a lot of wide receiver, I think, qualities to, as far as, you know, you see him outside on, you know, how he runs routes, you know, how he gets off the line of scrimmage. You know, he could go up there and give you three or four moves at the line of scrimmage, which, you know, you don't always see tight ends do. A lot of times they're just trying to, you know, out physical and, you know, kind of push off on defensive backs, but he's able to kind of do both. So I think he's a little different breed of tight ends that we've seen, you know, so far earlier this season.
Does he compare at all to Rob Gronkowski?
He's a little different, I think. I mean, I think as far as them being vertical threats, you know, very similar to, you know, big targets and able to run and get away from guys going vertical.
You've got receivers like Jackson and Garçon who are loud, I guess is one way to put it. You know, they like to talk a lot. How do you guys make sure that you don't lose your cool when, you know, after the play and stuff like that?
I don't really pay attention to that. I mean, guy makes a play, they're going to get going. So I guess the best way is to not let them make those big plays and get them going. But, you know, I don't really pay attention to all of the talking and all that.
You might have answered this question before, but are these two the fastest receivers between DeSean Jackson and Garcon that they're able to get up and down the field and even on their quick on the slant routes?
Yeah, I mean, I think both of them do a great job on catch and run. I mean, Garcon's done that his whole career, and you look at DeSean Jackson last year, he has numerous plays over 50 yards. I mean, he has a couple games where he has two plays over 50 yards in one game. So both of them have big playability. Put a ton of pressure on your defense, and, you know, it's been since week one where both of them on the field. So not a ton of film from this year to go and watch and see. But, you know, we got to definitely be prepared for, you know, something different than we've seen the last couple of weeks.
How good is Reed? How good is Reed out of the backfield, and how hard is he to keep down?
I think he's a really good player. I think as far as tight ends, I don't think we've seen a guy, you know, exactly like him as far as, you know, quickness in and out of breaks, quickness off the line of scrimmage, definitely a vertical threat to get down the field, but also, like you said, go shorts, trying to stay on his feet and break tackles, not just running guys over, but, like, trying to make guys miss. So he definitely has a lot of wide receiver qualities when you watch him play.
Kevin, sorry if I'm late on this, but all the Twitter things that were going on yesterday.
All right, Dan, we're good.